This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to...
Newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Exxon has a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule, a complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon makes gasoline work harder for you.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets past, knocked away by Ritschka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to another Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-3776. Those are the phone numbers. We're going to register perhaps somebody later in the show for a Cox Classic ticket. May even give away Cox Classic tickets later in the show. Today, Doug Duda is out. Steve Anderson, the voice of Fauner Park. Former NTV, former Channel. He's been all over. I'm just learning these things. Steve, thanks so much for sitting in for Doug today. Before we get to that, David Lawrence set to join us for our 12 Teams in 12 Days preview, along with Joe DiMeo towards the end of the show, as always on Thursday, to get your fantasy players. If you got a fantasy baseball question, it's fantasy football time, though, folks. Getting closer. Steve, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for sitting in today. Are you a fantasy football guy?
Oh, man, do I have to get into that already? I just want to say... Big Daddy, Tony Davis, thank you so much for inviting me over here today. You know, you're really going out on the limb because you don't know what you get with this package. But to be in the presence of a living legend is certainly an honor and a privilege. I haven't been to Kearney in years, but I miss it. I used to work over here. Thank you for bringing me back to my second home.
Well, you know, it's fun when you start to go back, and you were reminiscing before the show about the Big Ten or Big Eight Sky Riders tour.
Yeah, do you remember Big
Well,
Eight?
Does you know
that
what?
Name even conjure up any thoughts?
I hear rumblings. You know, when we go to media days, some of the older guys, you know, still talk about that and how much fun. You know, that's when it was now it's pretty much everything's on the computer. Everybody sits on their computer and punches. You know, everybody's pretty busy. You know, at these 3 days, they're all crammed in. You guys had about a week, and you would go to the individual schools.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a great opportunity.
Sky Riders tour, baby. I mean, we took a few buses, but we flew to all the main metropolitan areas, and it was a real educating experience. I was voted Rookie of the Year in 1978, but trust me, my escapades away from the field of action probably garnered me more votes than the actual workload that we took on. And my ex-wife will never, ever truly know, and yes, a divorce did result as at three tours on that Big Eight Sky Riders tour.
You find out one thing about slow pitch softball guys that are involved in slow pitch softball for a long time that travel long distances to play softball and they're in several tournaments. Those marriages don't work out. Sky Rider tour guys' marriages don't work out.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's why I got out of the business for 35 years. At least my kids believe that, and they grew up a normal life over in Grand Island, Nebraska, as a result of it, where I was born and raised. But I could see after the first tour of duty on the Big 8 Skyriders tour that keeping a marriage together would absolutely be impossible.
Funnest school you went to that took care of you the best back in those days?
The University of Oklahoma. Barry Switzer was, I have nothing but great things to say about this man. I'm a Cub reporter in those days, fresh out of the University of Nebraska, so I'm 23, 24, 25 years old.
At NTV, we'll throw that
Absolutely.
Out there.
I worked there from 1975 to 1980. Probably would still be there today if Mr. Old Father, John Payne, and the boys owned that place. That's how much I love that place. Is it 12 still out there, 12 miles south
yeah.
of town? It was, we cut our teeth in the business, so to speak, and I was working with some tremendous people, a lot of which stayed in the business and have gone on to big things. I just ran into Bert Sass last night at the Saddle Club in Grand Island. We were celebrating my wife's birthday. Bert was a Northwest High School graduate in Grand Island, and we both came out of the same class at the University of Nebraska in the School of Journalism, and both started at NTV. He is now a producer. He went on to Phoenix. He was anchorman for like the morning Good Morning Phoenix show on the ABC affiliate there. He's evolved into being a producer of documentaries and stuff, and is still going strong. And he was back visiting his mother and his brother last night. So there's a lot of great success stories of folks that got their teeth wet, so to speak, at NTV. I was one of them that just, I did not like the experience when I got fired. I never ever wanted to go through that experience again. I did come back and work a year at KHAS-TV in 1981, and it's a year I'll never trade in. It was a phenomenal year, and again got to go on the Big 8 Skyriders tour. And then they flew me to all the away Nebraska football games for the first time, as well as covering the local games. So, my friends took it harder than I did that I walked away from it cold turkey, because some of them used to, you know, carry my tack, so to speak. I had my own personal grip so they could get into the football games free and the basketball games free. And when I, you know, I never told anybody that I was going to work a year and a day that I had promised the general manager at KHAS-TV until I had actually quit and was done. And man, I broke a lot of hearts in Grand Island. Some of these people have not talked to me since.
you know, you go back to those days, people forget, you take it for granted, all these games on TV now. You don't have to send somebody to the away games. We'll just put tape the game, we got the highlights, we rewind and splice and cut it, and they're your highlights.
I was 10 years ahead of my time, you know, because there was no talk radio back then. There were no sports channels. ESPN wasn't even probably a figment of someone's imagination in those days. And if I had any perception, and none of us did, that this thing was going to involve, I mean, they just tolerated us in the sports department. I was fortunate enough to spend all the 10 years that I did work in radio and TV primarily in sports. And, you know, we always got whatever time was left at the end of the newscast. Sometimes it was a minute and a half. And, you know, they just tolerated us. And we always knew that their people cared what we had to say and what we did. But, you know, I envy you now. I love the gig that you guys do. And I'm a sports junkie, obviously. I even have a satellite radio. I carry it in my car. I take it out when I get home. You know, I'm listening to sports talk all the time. Of course, you know, I got the satellite dish. I'm watching everything up there as time allows, and wow, who would have ever thunk it?
You know, who would ever thunk, you know, since you left in the heyday of Nebraska, I think that's Nebraska and Oklahoma, what it boiled down to, though, in those days when you were covering it, to Nebraska's fall from grace, now rise back to the top quickly, I think, under Bo Pelini. What in your mind happens this year to this team?
Is it the
year to talk about the top five and then back to prominence and back to where Nebraska should be?
Well, all my diehard buddies, and you know most of them, they're on the edge of their seats that this is the beginning of to something that's going to be really phenomenal. I'm always the devil's advocate in that regard, and I guess it's because of my journalism upbringing. You know, I love Bo Pelini. I've been to a couple of his recruiting banquets in Omaha over the course of the last well, three winners now. And I'm very impressed by his demeanor and the cast of characters that he's put around him in terms of his coaching staff. You know, if but he set himself up for a classic fall if this thing doesn't come to fruition like we all anticipate it does. So yeah, I guess, you know, I'm hoping for nothing but the best. I'm a university alum. I love Nebraska. Don't get me wrong, but I'm scared to death where he's brought us to in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's one thing everybody's a little bit, you know, you don't want to step too far out on that ledge. You want to settle down a little bit to think about how, you know, how bad it was, the Oklahoma State throttling in Lincoln, the Texas, you know, and that's not that far removed, carrying over.
I was at that game that day, sitting in the southeastern part of the stands, and walked out at halftime. We went across the street to Champions. I called my uncle, who had just retired and moved down to Tampa, Florida. He's an alum of the University of Nebraska. And I told him that I would never, ever step foot back in that stadium until something changed at the top. And I don't remember if I stuck to my word. But that was, I mean, you know, if you live long enough, Tony, who would have ever thought we were going to go to the Big Ten Conference, for crying out loud? I just shake my head. This stuff's changing way too fast for me. I'm too much old school.
You know, when you're talking about the circle of your friends that I happen to know, when they're sitting around talking about the Big Ten, is there a place that stands out? Everywhere I go, people seem to, which stadium are you going to see first? What's going to be your first road trip?
It's Ohio State / Michigan, but I think more Ohio State. These guys have all been to Penn State. I haven't. I'm looking forward to that. I heard a rumor last night that, and my son works for Union Pacific. They just transferred him back from Philadelphia to Omaha. I've heard these rumblings that they're going to put together these fan trains or whatever in anticipation that, and they're going to, you know, I don't know how you compete against Amtrak and take the Union Pacific line, but they're going to have trains and go to these Big Ten schools back east. And I go, wow, you know, that's really exciting. But to answer your question, I think Ohio State, first and foremost, is the place everybody truly wants to go. And then a really close second would be the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
See, I think the initial shock was, oh, my gosh, those places are so far away. And then I think people realize, well, wait a minute, Southwest flies to Chicago, you know, great prices.
And it's so easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's an hour and 20 minutes, you're there. Detroit, there's direct flights. Minneapolis, there's direct flights. Where, you know, those are the three main cities.
Yeah.
You can hop, skip, and jump, you know, and get relatively close to everywhere. And I think, and I'm, you know, just hopping in the car and driving to Austin. Okay, yeah, people do that. It's a lot easier to hop on an airliner and be there in an hour and 20 minutes.
And the price is right heading that direction, using Chicago and St. Louis as a hub out of Omaha or whatever.
Yeah, I think some of that fear is gone now, and I think everybody's pretty excited from the people I talk to about the move to the Big Ten.
The only exception are those rabid Husker fans that have ventured out and maybe call Kansas City home, for example. I know a lot of people down there. And I do a lot of business with folks that are in the Kansas City area that are in shock still because, you know, they love to wave the red colors every weekend during the football season, and they have great banter back and forth with the KU fans and the K-State fans that live next door to them. And suddenly, you know, we've kind of pulled the rug out from underneath these people because we're going to lose, you know, kind of that base. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some of them still don't know what to say to this very day. I'll be interested to hear what your folks from Kansas have to say if you get into that part of it. But you know, the culture really changes down there for them.
I think, you know, that's one, you know, one thing too, and you got, it seemed to be a natural rivalry, just a proximity of hopping a car, drive to Manhattan, you know, especially if you're east of here, if you're straight south of York, you hop on, you're in Manhattan, you're in Lawrence relatively quickly.
Yeah.
I think that was a draw of the Big Eight. Once it expanded to the Big Ten, maybe that took something away even from that short drive, because those didn't become the focus so much anymore.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I think it's an excitement level. People build towards the Big Ten. Of course, we're building towards Big 12 Media Days. We're going to be there live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Looking forward to that. Hopefully getting to catch up with as many coaches as we can, getting to catch up with as many players as we can. And then it's football. And you were just saying before the show, you know, school's starting August, 17th in Grand Island?
Yeah,
Summer's over. 4th of July is... Well, you better find a spot. Summer's over, and yeah, it just goes so fast. So it'll be interesting to see. Hey, we are going to continue our 12 teams in 12 days right after this. We're going to take a short break later in the show. We're going to give you a chance to win Cox Classic tickets. You can hear from Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.more, and more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Complete Nutrition is extending the 30% off Reveal Extreme sale. Summer's here, and whether you're hitting the beach, lake, or pool, Complete Nutrition wants to remind you there's still time to lose weight for this summer. Reveal Extreme is the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine. And the makers of Reveal are so confident in this product, they're extending their offer of 30% off Reveal Extreme for the entire month of July. There's still time to lose weight fast for swimsuit season. And with 30% off through the month of July, now's the perfect time to get to Complete Nutrition and pick up Reveal Extreme today. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, discontinue use.
For a limited time, receive a free bottle of water pills with purchase of Reveal only at Complete Nutrition in Kearney on 2nd Avenue north of Sun Mart.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
When you save 10% on the stuff that you bought, that's at Builders.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, here to announce our all-new Senior Citizens Day every Tuesday at Builders in Kearney. If you're 65 or over, you qualify for a 10% discount on any in-stock items at Builders. That's every Tuesday, where seniors save 10% at Builders in Kearney. See store for details.
Builders does it best.
The Courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also at the Courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Big D?
You just have to keep them on a tight leash.
Doug and Daddy return to Dallas for the last ever Big 12 Media Days before it becomes the Big 20. And Nebraska moves to the Big 10, which goes from 11 teams to a dozen, making it the Big 12.
Put somebody in charge of this thing and get this thing moving.
Coverage of Big 12 Media Days with Doug and Daddy, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. 11 to 1, beginning Monday on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Checking out our forecast throughout this afternoon, partial sunshine, chance for an isolated rain shower, instability thunderstorm. Will have our high on the hot side for this time of year, right around 93 degrees. For tonight, low near that 70 degree mark, currently 84.
Yeah, I'm in the terror. Got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella. I make it right. I'm in the terror.
Now we can play Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is making it rain. When Doug Duda's not around, he seems to get agitated with that song.
Oh, really?
I don't have no idea why. I don't know. Maybe Doug likes to make it rain and thinks when other people do it threatens him. I don't know why.
Steal his credit or something.
Yeah, steals his street cred.
You know, I'm not up on the tunes anymore. I should be, since I own a roller skating rink, and that's the backbone to our business. But I don't even DJ there. I used to be a DJ in radio when I was in high school and college, and I'd come back to Grand Island during the summers, and work for KRGI. Can I say that on this station?
Absolutely.
I worked for the Stewart stations for 4 years while I was in college, and I worked weekends when college was on a couple of years doing stats and occasionally some color for... I'm not going to be able to think of names now because they're legendary play-by-play guys for Nebraska football and basketball. It's been so long, and this is an embarrassment. I can't bring up the name. But anyway, I wanted to be a DJ originally my whole life, and then I wanted to be a sports writer. And then I thought, well, I want to be the next Harry Carey. I ended up not doing any of those things.
Well, you got out of the business. Then... out of nowhere, a call from Hugh Miner.
And life does start all over again at 50 if you're fortunate enough, as I have been. Through all of this, I was born and raised pretty much in the backside of a racetrack because my grandfather bred, raised, and raced horses all over the country. And it didn't take me long to get the bug for thoroughbred racing. But that was the one thing I knew I couldn't do. I tried it. Tried calling a race. And the only guy that believed in me, and he must have been really desperate 8 years ago, was Hugh Miner. And he told me, I said, I can't do that, Hugh, and I don't think I got time to do it. I tried it once, and I hyperventilated, almost fell off the back of the grandstand. I did. My arms were flapping, my knees were shaking. It was the funniest thing you ever could possibly imagine. And you have one of the great race calls of all time. I don't know. You may end up having to play that this morning if nobody answers their phone. But I did it. I did it. And I'm glad I did it. I've loved every day that I've worked at the racetrack since.
It's been eight now. And it seems like just yesterday when you're getting that first initial opportunity.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. And it's 7 days a week for 3.5 months at Fauner Park. And I start in the morning. I do a half dozen radio shows. I do a live show from the press box every morning, up to 30 minutes. And interviews, call people like yourself all over the country that are involved somehow, some way with racing. I love it. I was trained to do that. The race calling, that's still a work in progress.
Well, we're going to switch gears right now. We'll get back to the race calling in a little bit. It's time now for 12 Days.
And now for the last time, it's time to preview the 12 teams in 12 days on the Doug and Daddy Show's Big 12 Preview. Big 12 Media Days is fastly approaching, and Doug and Daddy will have guests from
Baylor,
Oklahoma,
Missouri,
Texas,
Colorado,
Oklahoma State,
K-State,
Texas Tech,
Kansas, Iowa State,
A&M,
and Nebraska.
Let's get you ready for Big 12 Media Days that starts on July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Not to mention give Doug and Daddy a chance to catch up with some old friends. It's time for the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And right now we welcome to the program David Lawrence. He's an analyst for the Jayhawk Radio Network. David, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome.
Good to be on with the Big Daddy.
Well, we're going to try and get through this. Kansas is the 11th out of 12 teams on our preview of the Big 12 as we head to Media Days. How ready is Kansas ready to go? How ready does Turner Gill have this team ready to go as they head into fall camp?
Well, you know, obviously whenever you have a turnover, Tony, you're going to have a little bit of a slowdown effect. I do believe Lou Perkins gave Turner the best opportunity by giving him resources to hire the best staff possible. And I've been around the program for quite some time and feel that this is the best beginning staff at Kansas for the last 30 years. And as people that follow football know, those assistant coaches matter so much more than in other sports because they actually do the coaching out there. Veterans like Chuck Long and Carl Torbush that have been head coaches and, of course, coordinators of major programs and top assistant coaches and around the country have been hired in to help Turner. So I think he does have the resources. The facilities upgrade since 2006 has been tremendous, so he has that to sell to recruits. But as far as getting his team ready for 2010, he'll take over a cover that's not bare, certainly without the high-profile players of a year ago. And, Tony, that might even be to Turner's advantage because I think that has pulled down expectations somewhat. And he does have his entire offensive line intact, which doesn't draw the big headlines. But as people that know football, would probably pick returning offensive line over sometimes those skill positions, because they're going to give the new quarterback and the running backs more opportunity to be successful. So, you know, the cupboard is certainly not bare, probably talent level down from the past 2 years. But, you know, I think Turner has what he needs to be successful in this conference. I guess we'll call it the Big 12 still.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Tell us about that quarterback a little bit in Cale pick.
Well, Cale is still not officially named the quarterback. I thought he was clearly the best quarterback in the spring ball game. But he is an athletic guy, probably the fastest quarterback we've had, maybe even since Nolan Cromwell way back in the 1970s. You know, I think his arm is pretty good. He certainly showed some glimpses of being able to have, you know, to be able to throw the ball down the field as well. So he's not just going to be a running guy. But we'll just have to wait and see. It's, you know, one thing you never know about a quarterback is you don't know how he's going to react up at Memorial Stadium with 80,000 until he does, because you just can't simulate that in practice. But Cale is much bigger than Todd Reesing. He's about 6'2", 200 pounds. He's extremely fast, so he's going to be able to use that. I'm sure they'll incorporate a little bit of option, and Turner knows all about that. But I think Cale can do it. It's just how he's going to react under pressure, we just don't know.
Well, if you got the offensive line, you're breaking a new quarterback, I think the common theory would be you're going to run the football. If you're going to be able to run the football, who's capable of carrying the ball for the Kansas Jayhawks?
Well, Tovin Oporum is clearly our best chance to have a Big 12 back, a successful Big 12 back, but did not get a whole lot of snaps in the spring due to injury. And, you know, when they're not out there, you just never know. But maybe it's just an injury that kept him from participating much in spring ball. But that, I think, puts a red flag up, because he's really, you know, your only clear-cut, proven, tested Big 12 running back. And, you know, there's talk about incorporating a fullback, much like maybe the Oklahoma-type spread. Well, the fullback has kind of been like a dinosaur in the offense the last couple of years, so we don't really have a lot of those on campus. So we'll see how that works itself out, whether we're going to have that, you know, two-back set, and how many tight ends we'll use, because those simply have not been around. So sometimes it takes you a year or two to recruit to the kind of offense that you would like to instill in the future, but it may be more of a makeshift fullback for 2010. But Oporum would be your one best chance to have that Big 12 back. He's a big guy, a freshman. I think he made some freshman All-American honors. And he's legit. Plano, Texas guy, about 230 pounds, soft hands, catch the ball. But, you know, is he going to be okay? Is he healthy? And is he enough? We'll have to wait and see.
David Lawrence, analyst for the Jayhawk Radio Network, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Defensively, David, when you look at things, that's probably going to be the strength of this team immediately, at least, till that offense can gel a little bit.
Well, you know, the last 2 years, Tony, that's been an oxymoron, saying defense and a strength. Since the Orange Bowl team of 07, linebacking core has just been snake bit. I mean, we had all the linebackers returning from the Orange Bowl. They all had their own injuries, most of them knee, never really recovered fully from them. That was really kind of part of the squabble with Mark Mangino. Some kids talked about, you know, maybe they were asked to play before they were ready. And then last year, still linebackers that are recovering from MCLs and ACLs did not play 100%, thus they weren't good enough in the Big 12. And our defense hasn't been good enough. They will have to be, you're right, they will have to be stronger. I believe they will be. We're returning a lot of players, and in the secondary, you know, because Kansas team last year went through a period where they were just trying out new corners almost every game in the Big 12 season. We have a lot of returning starters, and I think there's some talent out there as well. Finding the right ones. And, of course, avoiding the injury bug to the key ones will be big for Kansas.
Well, it looks on special teams as Brandstetter setting in as a kicker. Of course, he hit the 57-yarder versus Oklahoma a year ago. anybody else electrifying in that return game for Kansas?
Well, David Patterson has shown glimpses of that, but, you know, if you look at the fall from the Orange Bowl team to last year and going through that seven-game losing streak, people like to jump on the offense and defense, but special teams have been bad, quite frankly. And in 07, we had the best returner in the Big 12, the special teams player of the year. For whatever reason, he did not reproduce his productivity. And our coverage units have been way just under par in what they need to be. And a lot of that had to be from Clint Bowen being taken off special teams and had to go to defensive coordinator a year ago. So, I think you get your kicker and punter returning, but coverage units are going to have to do their share because you've got to be able to cover in this conference or you're not going to be able to make it. But Damon Patterson is a guy that's played both sides of the ball, inside receiver this year. He's been a corner. You know, he's a smaller guy. He's one of those open space guys that can make people miss. He'll be used to return as well.
David, if you're a general fan looking at this football team, what are your expectations for the year?
Well, you know, so much you can look at, you know, how good the team is and then how good the team is relative to the schedule. I mean, last year I thought Kansas was loaded with skill positions, and they were, but they had a lot of high preseason expectations. And then they had a very daunting schedule, one that they lost a home game when they played at Missouri at Arrowhead. They had to play both Oklahoma and Texas. And, of course, Nebraska being much better. I mean, it was a tough road to hoe. This year it's a little bit different. You don't play Texas or Oklahoma. And then your Missouri game, this would be normally the road game. So you actually get one less road game, and you get your full allotment of home games. So all that spells positive. The other thing I think that works for Turner and this team is the expectations are not so high. There's not people going around talking about 10 wins, about winning the North. And any time you have a change in the coaching staff, usually there's an uptick in morale. And particularly when you go from a disciplinarian, and hey, I've got nothing against disciplinarian head coaches. It's just when you go from disciplinarian to more of a player's coach, you're always going to have a little bit of initial uptick in the morale of the team, which could help you in the intangible category. So having said all that, I think Kansas I do believe they'll have a better win-loss record than last year. I think the schedule certainly promotes that. A lot of people say 6-6 is an expectation out there. I don't like to make predictions like that. You know, a lot hinges on the non-conference. They play a tough Georgia Tech team, you know, that runs that option, but they play them at home, and they also play them to where you can kind of work on that option during the off season. And then they play one of those weird Friday night games against Southern Miss. That's always a tough one to win on the road. If they come out of the non-conference 3-1, I think things bode well for Kansas to go on a run. Should they come out unscathed at 4-0, Turner's really going to be on a roll. If it's 2-2 and maybe they get a key injury and people doubting the system of Turner Gill, then they could go through some big struggles even though the schedule looks better for them. But the schedule, I think, might be the most promising schedule they're going to have. We'll have to wait and see when the schedule will change and we take on everyone in the conference, whatever we're going to choose to call it. But I think this will be the best conference schedule for them to get wins. But whether they're going to be able to handle that this year, we'll have to wait and see.
David Lawrence joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show to preview the Kansas Jayhawks. David, maybe one of those newcomers is at the wide receiver position, an electrifying kid. A lot of people are comparing him to Desmond Briscoe. He had a 72-yard reception in the spring game. What are your initial thoughts on Chris Omigi? Am I saying that right?
Omigi?
Omigi.
Yeah, I think that showed a lot. I don't know that the 72-yard bomb that he caught resembles what he did the whole spring practice, because I went to a lot of those. But he and Eric McGriff, both have, you know, the 6'5", have some speed look that, you know, you got to have to throw the football in this time and day. So they do give Kansas a chance. Bradley McDougal would be a guy that I would point to that did get some experience last year as a true freshman that I think could be a big-time threat. But that skill position's taken a big hit. I mean, you're only losing the two most prolific wide receivers in our history, in Briscoe and Kerry Meyer, and you're also taking away our most prolific quarterback that we've ever had, albeit it was his weakest year last year because of injuries and other things that went on. But you're replacing some major talent out there. The wide receiver position might be the toughest to totally replicate. But I think Omiji and McGriff have the look. I think McDougal and Damon Patterson, that I mentioned earlier, although Patterson doesn't have the size, Kansas is going to have some talent out wide. But, you know, when you run that spread offense, you need more than two or three. You need about seven or eight. So we'll see how full they are as far as depth.
Hey, David, before we let you get out of here, who do you see playing in that Big 12 title game? We've been asking everybody that.
Well, you know, we're not even going to play the Texas and Oklahoma, the South. Those guys are both loaded for bear. I surely think it's going to be one of those two. If Tech and Oklahoma State are going to fall off, A&M's going to be better, but not Oklahoma and Texas better. Most people have Oklahoma. I think I like their talent level a little bit better as far as returning an experienced quarterback. And in the North, it's clearly Nebraska. I mean, Nebraska has increased its number of athletes each year since they bottomed out in 2007. And certainly defensively, with Crick returning, got some good corners returning. They're the clear-cut favorite. You know, the only one I think that can threaten Nebraska is Missouri, but you know, the schedule again, you always have to throw in that schedule is Nebraska. You know, the home games, it's what a game it's going to be when you welcome in Texas.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys like each other anyway.
No, not big
that's
fans.
Why you got divorced. I don't know why. You know, that's going to be a huge game, and so you know, the schedule's not, you know, great for Nebraska, but you got the horses, and that's always good, and defensively, you're really strong. So I would think Oklahoma and Nebraska.
David, have you got an offensive and defensive player of the year in the conference?
Ooh. Well, I like Crick. There's no question. A lot of people think he's as good as Sue. Daniel Thomas of K-State is an excellent running back. Schedule doesn't bode well for K-State necessarily for him to have maybe as good a year, because I think he's going to have a tougher schedule to go against and he's going to have people keying on him. But I really don't have an offensive player other than Thomas that I guess he might be one of the favorites, but it's, you know, it could be the new quarterback coming in out of Texas that none of us really know very well. He could have that kind of year really quick. He's got the people around him to make him better. There's no question about that.
Hey, David, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate it. Look forward to doing something with you again in the future.
All right. Look forward to it, and I can't wait for football to start.
All right. Thanks so much. David Lawrence, analyst with the Kansas Jayhawk Network. We need to take a short break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more after this.
As part of the Summer Home Organization event, the Home Depot has made a special buy on four-tier shelving units for just $29.88. You can get them in wood or deco wire, and at that price, you can pick up a few of our new colorful totes at a great value, too. Put everything in its right place, including the savings in your wallet. All thanks to those four-tier shelving units, just $29.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Nothing's funny about gout flares, though they can make you walk funny or sport that hilarious open-toed sneaker of yours. Those are serious attempts to live with gout flares. But why live with them? Visit gout.com and ask your doctor for better ways to fight flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Because even though flares aren't funny, it is silly to put up with more of them than you have to. Gout.com, now updated with more information to help you fight for fewer flares. We'll be right back.
What says summer more than a round of golf, hot dogs, and soda? Indian Head Golf Course, Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course, says summer with a season-long offer. Tee off between 11 and 1 any Monday through Thursday with a cart and get a free hot dog and soda. It's state-of-the-art. It's state-of-the-game. It's the midday special at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island, where the fun begins. IndianHeadGolf.com. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Checking out our forecast throughout this afternoon, partial sunshine, chance for an isolated rain shower, instability thunderstorm will have our high on the hot side for this time of year, right around 93 degrees for tonight, low near that 70 degree mark, currently 84.
Now back, Doug and Daddy show. Don't forget, the courtyard's open. Cunningham's Journal, perfect night. Thursday night's burger night, perfectly grilled burgers, the coldest beer in town. You can't go wrong. The low price of $5.50. Don't forget, live music Thursday, Friday, Saturday night from 9 to close. The big-ass beer specials roll on all night long. Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. Hey, check out the action on all the sports inside the courtyard at Cunningham's as well. So check that out today. And, hey, later next week, the Cox Classic rolls into Omaha. Why don't we give you a chance? Steven, why don't you pick me out a name? It's always somebody that...
All righty.
Who's going to the Cox Classic?
There you go. You want me to read it?
How about our friend Dick Beechner from Kearney?
There we go.
Hey.
Hey, good enough. Dick, enjoy the Cox Classic on us. Two clubhouse tickets. I think Merritt will get a hold of you
and give you directions.
So we have that. That's going on. Grand Island booming over there at Fauner Park. The concerts continue to roll in with the fair.
Yeah.
Some great concerts have been held over there. You're getting the buildings going up.
Seven mega buildings. They're still working frantically to get that open before the fair starts at the end of August. It's incredible what's happening over there. You know, you got to be upbeat and positive about the state fair coming to Grand Island. Especially if you're a businessman, but I don't think anybody really has a clue what this thing is going to evolve into. But leading up to it, the stuff that they've had in the Heartland Events Center, for example, and it dates clear back to the first of the year, was one of the reasons we had a great racing season, is that the crowds that have turned out for anything and everything they put in that old barn right next door has been phenomenal, and it's trickled over to the racetrack. We come off a great season after a disastrous one a year before. And like I've always told you guys, and you come over there quite frequently, you know, Saturdays are our Nebraska football game days in Grand Island, Nebraska during the live racing season. That's all we really have, you know, and Saturdays are really hopping at the races. And, you know, to come on any other day, you go, wow, we can see how they're struggling to keep this thing going. But Saturdays at Grand Island at Fauner Park during live racing are to die for.
Well, it's something like I'd been a long time. You know, you go back to Gus Fauner Day, always a great crowd. You go back to Kentucky Derby Day, great crowd.
Right.
You go back to the the 22nd of February. Excellent crowd at Fauna Park this year. Every Saturday, didn't matter. There were just tons of people, and the clubhouse would be sold out. And it was like, oh, gosh, I hate to sneak past Rosie and them. I just don't feel right about it, but I continually do that when I run into a jam. But, I mean, it's one of those things. But, you know, it's a lot of fun to get over there. And when we wrap up the show, maybe get your thoughts on will there be a Nebraska meet in the fall, do the spring fall deal, and that. But like always on the Doug and Daddy Show on Thursdays, we bring in Joe DeMeo, our fantasy resident expert, fantasyplayersedge.com, for all your fantasy information. Joe, how are you today?
Hey, Les, how you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good here. Had a cool day yesterday, kind of cloudy. Now it's going to warm up to about 95 today, but you're down there in Boca or wherever. It's always 95.
Yeah, it's you know, always absolutely gorgeous day in and day out.
Perfect, Joe. Well, it's a great day for fantasy baseball and people getting ready for fantasy football. You know, I look at the standings coming out of the, you know, first week out of the All-Star break, and, you know, the real big surprise, I think, when you look at the people leading the divisions, maybe not Texas, although that's a little bit of a surprise, but it's the San Diego Padres. And how is this team getting it done, and who are the sleepers that nobody saw at the beginning of the year that have vaulted this team to first place?
I mean, in all honesty, it's their pitching, and it's been absolutely amazing. The number one guy I feel that has put them over the top is the youngster, Matt Latos. Latos was probably available in most leagues in April, May, and has gone on to produce all-star type numbers. In fact, it was a real base case for people arguing why he was left off the all-star team. He was that effective. His ERA is sub 250. His whip is right around 1. 10 wins. He's just been absolutely spectacular. Their bullpen has been fantastic. Not just their closer, Heath Bell, but Gregerson and those guys in front of him have delivered him the ball so many times in a position to lead the league in saves. And their hitting has been not great, but timely. They still boast Adrian Gonzalez, who is a fantasy stud, and even though he's in the midst of a 1-for-14 slump right now, he still gives San Diego that presence in the middle of the lineup that you don't want to pitch to.
Joe, I guess, you know, I move back and talk about Texas for a minute because they find themselves 5 games up in that division. How much will the heat affect this team down the stretch?
Well, let's take a look first at what they've done from a fantasy perspective. Adding Benji Molina, Cliff Lee has made a tremendous difference. And then perhaps even bringing up Chris Davis, although he's scuffling right now, could be essential for getting this team over the top. They have struggled in the past with the heat down there, but primarily I believe they struggled with just a pure lack of talent. That pitching staff now, really led by Cliff Lee, you know, one of the real terrific pitchers of our generation, has a lot to look up to. Youngsters like C.J. Wilson, guys like that, they'll see how he goes about his business. He's going to pitch every fifth day regardless. They'll see how a professional goes about his business. Nefty Feliz has been absolutely terrific. Frank Francisco has been terrific in setup. And look at that lineup. Elvis Andrus, who thought he'd have the fantasy impact he's going to have this year, batting around 300 runs scored, a little bit of pop, and tons of stolen bases. Michael Young, Ian Kinsler, Vlad Guerrero. That GM has done a great job introducing Vlad Guerrero, Benji Molina, and Cliff Lee to this team. Unbelievable job. Guerrero has been rejuvenated. Josh Hamilton is right now my pick for MVP. Barely over Miguel Cabrera, but my pick for MVP. Nelson Cruz, you know, after that, you know, now you have Benji Molina as opposed to Salt Alamaccia and Teagarden. I mean, a tremendous upgrade. And then you have Bourbon, who we think has a nice upside, Chris Davis. They are locked and loaded. Thanks to the GM.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us every Thursday at this time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, Zach Greinke won his fifth time out of six starts, five out of his last six starts yesterday. You were one of those proponents early on when he wasn't getting the wins and didn't look like the Zach Greinke of old to stay on the kid. That is coming to fruition.
Yeah, you really don't want to jump off a guy like that. He's just an outstanding pitcher. He went through a little bit of rough patch, probably more mentally than physically. you know, he had pitched a lot of nice games and was something like, you know, 2-7 or whatever the heck he was, you know, coming out of that stretch. And his stuff is so nasty, and he can dominate a team anytime he's on his game. It made perfect sense to just stick with him, let him work through these rough patches, and go ahead and ride him in the second half. And he's pitched he's pitched really, really well in his last five or six bowl games, and we expect him to continue to pitch well, you know, right through September.
All right, Joe, change the tide here to fantasy football a little bit. We all know the Colts are going to pass. We know the Chargers are going to pass and put up fantasy numbers like that. What teams do you look at to have a style change with new personnel, whether it be coaching or a new player brought in?
Well, I mean, we don't. The only radical, huge radical differentiator we see out there is Mike Martz in Chicago. Martz is going to bring a whole different breed of offense to the Chicago Bears, and this will not be your Monsters of the Midway. This will be flash and dash. Martz is a very, very creative guy. We love Matt Forte because of it. We feel like Forte was really up against it last year. And the nice part about this, here's how fantasy footballers think. They think because they drafted Forte last year, he was an absolute bust, that they would not touch him. So what will happen is Forte will probably fall into the third or fourth round. So you're going to be getting an absolute stud RB2 where you'd be looking for your wide receiver too. And he's going to be sitting there, and we're going to strongly push Forte this year in a Mike Martz offense. Jay Cutler should improve. The wide receivers, I mean, it's a bit of a crapshoot there with Devin Hester and Earl Bennett and Johnny Knox and folks like that. We're not sure how that's going to shake out, except that, if you remember Holton Bruce during the Martz era, there's room for two wide receivers to really do well. A Cutler can deliver. He's got a strong arm. He implodes from time to time. But that's the team we feel is going to have a different look altogether. I mean, you can make a case for St. Louis, but look, what they did is just simply ride Steven Jackson. You know, even though they got Sam Bradford, they're still going to ride Steven Jackson. Bradford is not ready to drop back, throw the ball 35, 40 times. And they're going to want to protect their assets. So, just thinking quickly, to me, the Chicago Bears are the team that I would watch for the most greatest change in the way they approach offensive football.
Joe, how much do the injuries people have, like a Steve Smith expected to be back for opening day, how much does that affect where he's at on your draft board and players of his stature?
It affects it a great way. Steve Smith's a terrific receiver. We rank him 15th, and the reason is that forearm, it's the second time it's been broken. He plays a very violent game. I mean, football is that kind of game. If he can break a forearm and flag football, we feel like that could happen to him during the season, and you've got to discount him on your draft boards for that. Not remarkably so. You're picking Pierre Garçon over him, even though he's a good receiver. I mean, but you've got to mark him down based on the fact that not that he'll come back healthy week one. He'll be healthy somewhere week one, two, right there, but with the fact that he has a huge overhang for something broken in that forearm as the season progresses. And, we take a look at all the injured guys coming into the season. Steve Slayton, for instance, he had that neck issue. He looks like he's 100% healthy, yet we're not quite sure where to rank him just yet. So we don't really have him on the draft board. We want to see him at least in camp. If he's healthy, he'll move up precipitously. It's another guy that can be an absolute steal. Ronnie Brown, coming off a major injury, we do rank him, but again, it's going to be as he performs in preseason. So you do have to take that into consideration. You cannot just say, this is a new year. It's a new year for the guys, but for the guys coming off major injuries, it's not a new year. It's a year where they really have to prove that they've come back. Take Brady. We feel that Brady's going to be Brady this year. It typically takes a year after these guys have a serious injury to really get in the flow of the game. Brady was very good last year. We think he's going to be excellent this year because he's now a year removed from the injury. All the doubts are out of his mind. He's not going to be worried about re-injuring himself. So that those are the kinds of things we actually do look at when we're establishing draft boards.
Well, all the doubts are out of my mind. Who's the greatest fantasy mind in all the land? That's Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, thanks so much for the time. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Take very good care. Take good care of yourself. We'll catch up next week.
Joe DeMeo. Thanks, as always, Joe, for your fantasy insights. Getting closer and closer to football. If you've got a question for Joe and you think of it on the weekend, shoot us an email. We'd love to relay it on. Merritt, let's get a short break in, and we'll be back with more after this.
They walk to work in the heat and snow, uphill, both ways. They could tell a storm was coming, not because some slick weatherman told them so, but because they felt it in their knee. They're your dad, your granddad, and every other man who built this country. And when the weather got tough, the tough got Cabot Wood Stain. Its deep penetrating pigments and oils have made it a pro's trusted stain partner for 130 years. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com.
Quiznos 5-4-3 lunch menu song. 5-4-3, 5-4-3. Get a $5 large sub, woohoo, or two items from the choose to menu. Over a foot of flavor with a toasty torpedo for just $4. Or a toasty bullet for $3 with 5-4-3. Every day at Quiznos. Toasty.
At participating Quiznos for a limited time.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Here's the Crossroads Ford Bargains of the Week. 2009 Mercury Grand Marquis LS, an Ultimate with under 15,000 miles, was $19,500, now just $17,500. 2009 Pontiac Vibe GT four-door was $17,000, now $15,500. 2008 Nissan Altima four-door was $19,000, now just $16,900. And just traded for a 1998 Dodge 1500 Club Cab with SLT trim under 46,000 miles, just $8,500. Stop and see us today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Big D?
You just have to keep them on a tight leash.
Doug and Daddy return to Dallas for the last ever Big 12 Media Days before it becomes the Big 10. And Nebraska moves to the Big 10, which goes from 11 teams to a dozen, making it the Big 12.
Put somebody in charge of this thing and get this thing moving.
Coverage of Big 12 Media Days with Doug and Daddy, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. 11-1, beginning Monday on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Forecast throughout this afternoon, partial sunshine, chance for an isolated rain shower instability thunderstorm will have our high on the hot side for this time of year, right around 93 degrees. For tonight, low near that 70 degree mark, currently 84.
I'll be back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, taking you to the lunch hour on a Thursday. Hey, several area teams are making their way to the state tournament in Legion Baseball. One of those teams, Shelton Gibbon Legion team, has qualified. They got a little bit of fundraiser going on. I want to mention that's going on at the Gibbon Legion this Friday, July 23rd at 6 o'clock. So if you're in the area and want to help out the baseball team, Shelton and Gibbon, stop by the Gibbon Legion and make that happen for those kids. A lot of hard work's went in the summer. Season's winding down. State tournament's approaching. Hopefully be able to make a deep run into it, along with several of the other area teams. Looking forward to following that Legion Baseball. And Steve-O, we're wrapping up a Thursday. Yeah, the hour goes by relatively quickly.
Hey, this is super. You need to expand to 2 hours.
Yeah, that's
I might come over once a week.
you might have to come over 3 times a week if that happens.
Hey, what's going on with the home federal baseball team winning their district, beating Columbus twice in the final day to qualify for the Columbus State Tournament, and then they send us with you big boys, Carney and the likes, to the Omaha area, Papillion or whatever. And bring in Fremont as the third place team to the Columbus tournament. We feel like we got the shaft over there.
I didn't hear that. I don't know.
This is incredible. And people in Grand Island want to know why.
Well, you know what? Well, let's try and get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, call Tino Martinez because he wants to know why. He's the head coach over
well,
there.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went to that two-state tournament for him.
I don't understand it. If they've watered it down, it doesn't make any sense to me. But Grand Island knew that if they lost to Columbus in the district tournament as a runner-up, they were going to have to go and follow Kearney to the eastern part of the state and play the big boys. So they came back and did the right thing. They were down one game and won the 2 games to win the district,
right.
And they're still sending them off to play the big boys.
I just thought they were going back to Columbus,
that's
the last I heard.
So did everybody in Grand Island.
Well, we'll have to get to the bottom of that for Grand Island. Sorry, Tino, I didn't mean... It was nothing we did on this end, Tino. We certainly thought you boys were going to Columbus.
I feel like the redheaded stepchild for this Carney.
There you go. There you go. We'll get to the bottom of it. That's the only thing we can do here. Steve, thanks so much for stopping by today. We had a great time.
Thank you.
Hopefully, we get you back in the future.
Hey, and as always, I can't wait to see you and Doug at the races.
Oh, we love that. We love that. We love to have Steve Anderson sitting in all the way from Grand Island. By the way, if you got kids' activities over in Grand Island, looking for something to do for a couple hours, got a little miniature golf going on, got a little roller skating going on. Where do they go to do that at, Steve-O?
Hey, up on the north end of town in the mall area off of Webb Road. We are at about 23rd and North Webb Road. Yeah, if you're in the area. Say you heard me on Doug and Daddy, we might let you in for free.
Oh, there's some big incentive. There's some big incentive. Hey, I want to thank David Lawrence, analyst for the Jayhawk Radio Network, and Joe DiMeo, both for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I want to thank Steve Anderson again for coming from Grand Island to sit in for an hour. Maybe we'll go find Archie and have us a little lunch now.
Here we go. Here, here.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, tomorrow it is the Nebraska Roundtable. Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, Mitch Sherman, all. Take us about a half hour to go over the Nebraska side of things as our 12 teams in 12 days roll on here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.